Chapter 3, Free Fall 2022. Free Fall 2022. In the Bible, 1 Chronicles 13, there is a story. King David wanted to move the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And as you may or may not know, the Ark is a sacred box holding the tablets of the Ten Commandments. It's covered in gold, and God had given specific rules as to how it was to be carried and by whom. It was a good idea to move the Ark. It was a good idea. David had a good idea to move the Ark to Jerusalem. However, in the story, it was moved incorrectly. Incorrectly, not by God's rules that were outlined in Exodus 25. King David's idea was a great idea. Unifying the people, bringing Israel together, bringing the Ark of God to David's city in Jerusalem. Doing it incorrectly, however, blew the whole deal. Blew the whole deal. I'll tell you how. Well, everyone was rejoicing. It was a big party. The Ark was being moved. It was a big party. There was dancing and music and a big party. We're moving the Ark and we're coming. It was out of town. We're moving it in town. We made a brand new wagon for it. It's got a brand new wagon. It's all in. Well, the Ark nearly fell off the brand new wagon. It nearly fell off of it. And to save it from falling, a man named Uzzah reached out, touching the Ark and securing it. He was killed instantly by God, as it had been written in Scripture would happen to anyone unauthorized touching the Ark. It was written that this would happen. You see, Uzzah forgot that. His intention to help was right. It was right enough. It was right. But there was a profound absence of thought. Number one, the Ark should not have been on a wagon. It was written, God had written, it was written in the Word that it was only to be moved by priest bearers carrying the Ark with solid wooden beams designed specifically for the task. And by doing it incorrectly, the Ark fell. And Uzzah held the Ark in place, putting his hands where even Levitical bearer priests were forbidden to lay their hands, forbidden to touch the Ark. Wow, truth or story? It is truth. It is history. And history reflects that day the music stopped, the excitement ended, and David realized that his good effort, done incorrectly, had severe consequences. Much service for the Lord is like this, isn't it? A good idea. We have some good ideas, but incorrect implementation. A new cart, a big production, with strength leading in King David. He was leading it, King David, the strength out in front. And Uzzah, his name means friendly. He was dancing out in front, yet all done without his will or remembering the rules. His will is the rules, for us to follow the rules. Surely David prayed for God's blessing on this big production, but he didn't inquire of God regarding the production itself. God didn't care about the production. He cared about the rules. So it was a good thing. It was a good thing done the wrong way. You see, God is just as concerned with the process as he is with the result. It was the end of the party for David that day. The Ark was placed correctly in the care of the priests. It was then placed correctly in the care of the priests, as was customary and directed by God, and was correct. It was then they got it back in order. But catastrophic failure due to a desire to do good in the eyes of the Lord done incorrectly. As business owners, we should do well to remember this story. Right? I would say King David found himself in a free fall, as did all of Israel, because of an incorrect process. I have heard it said that the end justifies the mean. I don't think the Lord sees it that way. I also believe the Lord means to hold his people accountable. You know, they say, Christians, when they're not read up, they say, we're no longer governed by the law. You know, we are governed by faith or by grace, you know. Hey, listen, I assure all of you the Ten Commandments are still on the table. Thou shalt not murder is still on the table. What Christ said exactly, that he didn't come here to get rid of the law. He came to complete it. I assure you the Ten Commandments are still, the rules are still in place. Now, you are held to a higher accountability. So am I. Like I said, I don't think the Lord sees it, the end justifies the mean. I don't think he sees it that way. I also think he means to hold his people, you, me, accountable. You see, at one point in history, the Philistines captured the ark. They captured it, right? And you can bet they didn't handle it correctly. But no Philistine died touching it. Why? Because God's people knew better. God's people know better. They are trained in the word. They are spoken to by God. You are God's people. You are held to a higher standard, as were the Israelites. The Lord has made all of us descendants of Abraham. Thusly, we have inherited God's favor and his kingdom through Jesus Christ. Long story short, on the Philistines, they did have a lot of bad luck until they gave the ark back to Israel. They got it in their head that this was not a good idea to have the ark around, okay? For you and I, the lesson is clear. We are expected to know the word and abide in it for the good of all. We ask God to give us correct discernment of our actions, being clear to line up with his word. No matter what good idea we have, we got to do it right. Chapter 3, free fall, the scariest experience any of us can have in this lifetime. A frantic realization that you have lost complete control in your life and there isn't anything you can do about it, anything. You are completely powerless and all that is you is tumbling out of control, out of options. Nothing can be done, business, life, all of it out of your control. You may not even realize it at the time. How about that? You may not even realize it at the time. You might even be happy, like David, right before the hideous realization of what happened. Like jumping off of a 79-story building, right? All is cool as I pass floor 54. The view is spectacular. Well, we all know the end of the story. What causes free fall? Multiple abuses of fiduciary duty, multiple abuses. Accepting point negative, I call it. Throwing wisdom to the curb. Seeing yourself as the director of all matters, not to be questioned, especially when it's wrong. Common sense is not so common, kids, and stupid is very, 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 very expensive. What's a point negative, by the way, you might ask yourself? Accepting the wrong thing. Accepting the wrong thing, the incorrect thing, co-signing bad behavior. A little thing here, a little thing there, doesn't look like it'll hurt anything. It does hurt something. Everything is everything. Everything matters. Everything matters to God. Everything. Uzo just wanted to hold the ark in place. He just thought of that really quick. Those little things matter to God. Uzo lost his life breaking a rule. A little rule. A little rule, it's a big rule. They're all big rules. How many point negatives does it take to create a free fall? Well, how many, one more time, the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back and all hell breaks loose? How many point negatives does it take to create the free fall or the origin of failure? What's the origin of failure? That point you step off. That one point you step off, you can't stop. That's it. You step off. Nobody knows when it's going to happen. It might be this one. Might be the next one. Will you get caught this time or not? The final point negative that sets a course, an exact moment in time, and you fall. By the way, you don't deserve to be in control. You don't deserve to be in fiduciary duty if you can't abide by the rules, if you're not a good example of God, if you're not bringing glory to the kingdom. Come on, we got a job to do here. Without God, everything is over. Were you too busy to pick up payments for work completed? Give credit to customers when you're not a bank? Became the man, the myth, the legend in all investments, putting your relationships at risk in one company and incorrectly helping another, as if you could. as if you did not realize there is a God and you're not him. We all do it. Right now, people are thinking, oh, he's talking to me. I'm talking to everybody. We all do it. I've done it. We all do it. We think we're all that in a bag of chips. Well, we don't think like that. We just think we can help. There is a God and you're not it. We can't help all things. We got to take care of what we have been given. Yes, we have to give, but there's a correct way of giving. There's a correct way of doing things. There's a correct way of understanding God. There's a correct way of studying. There's a correct way of being a fiduciary. There's a correct way. And it is listed in the book. And if you don't realize that, if you don't realize that there is a God and you're not him, the dominoes start to fall. Lying, cheating, blaming others, not showing up, not minding the store, not servicing your responsibilities. Do I need to go on? Sure I do. Drinking, partying, feeding one's ego, essentially dying. Using the assets the Lord has given you until they're all gone. You've heard me speak of the four headless horsemen, I call them. Now, I'm not talking about end times. I call these the headless horsemen right here in now times. They wait for all of us. The demons that come after your head. Alcohol, drugs, gambling, dumb relationships. Gambling isn't just at the card table in Nevada. Gambling with your life. Gambling with your company. Gambling with your credit. Gambling with your good name. Dumb relationships. I highlight dumb relationships with people that will use you up and squander what God has given you, including your good name. Be careful about who you are. You bringing glory to God or yourself? Finally, you lose footing on solid ground. That last walk to the edge, I call it, the final point negative in your fall, origin of failure, ultimately the stepping off into free fall, the point of no return. You've finally done it. You, your arrogance, inept attitude, and your choice to be ignorant in the face of what is right. Ignorant in the face of what is right. And now, without a parachute, you're going down, baby. And right before that, you might think, oh, I've been through this before. It was okay. Hey, you know, it was okay. You might even feel impervious to catastrophic failure. Like Teflon. It seems that all the crud seems to just slip off and you get away with it one more time. Many, many, many have seen the end, still thinking these ridiculous thoughts. Proverbs 26:12, do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Wow, that's with all the stuff the Bible says about fools, this is huge. You see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Wow. How do you avoid free fall? How do you avoid it? Do what needs to be done with discernment, good counsel, and the word at your side. Every morning, learning, reading, being close to the Lord. It seems so simple. Well, you know it's not. It's not. It's not so simple. To be consistent with that, forget justifying stupid with the statement, I know this is what God wants me to do. Really? Have you had discernment in who you asked about that? Somebody else that's done it before you? You had good counsel? You've been talking to God about it? You've had the word at your side? Have you been reading? You have examples about what you're doing every morning, learning, reading, being close to the Lord? What's that statement? I know this is what God wants me to do. Now again, you're saying to yourself, oh, he's talking to me. I'm talking to everybody, including me. I'm talking to the mirror right now. How do I know it's not what God wants me to do? First, start with sin, disobedience. David had a great idea, but he did it wrong. He didn't do it by the rules. Start with that. Start with sin. Are you using money that isn't yours, borrowing against perceived benefits? What's a perceived benefit? It's that thing you say in your head. Oh, this will work. If I just do this, I'll get this for it. Even though the process is a bit sketchy, I see that I'll get this if I do that. Never done it before. And the people that tell you they've done it, are you sure they've done it? People talk all the time. I think this will work, even though the process is a bit sketchy. Wrong. It will not work. The end does not justify the means. You think it'll be okay if you just get this money or do this thing with this person, and then it'll be great.
be ever so careful.
Do it correctly. Can you help people? Sure. If you do it correctly. Correctly. You can't use the gifts that God has given you, spend them on someone else's this or that. You got to be careful. You got to be careful with what God is giving you. Making alliance with clear troublemakers, not good. Be ever so careful. Quick. Stop what you're doing. Ask what you're doing. Stop believing God wants you to borrow money to pay for something that has never worked before, and on top of it, you're already in trouble. Making alliances with troublemakers, not good. God never wants you to do things that cause you to sin. Stay clear of crazy thinking and entitlement. Do the hard thing. Make it right every chance you get. Your family, business, mind, health, car, house, children, employee, law, the seven disciplines that I talk about, the triangle that I talk about, all of it here in these chapters. It's all here in these chapters. I lived it. I lived it. I'm here to tell you about it. I'm here to tell you what happened to me. These chapters will derail you from a one-way ticket to chaos. They stopped a runaway train with me, a runaway train to chaos. If you read them, and most importantly, the scriptures outlined in every chapter, if they can keep me in line, my friends, they'll do the same for you. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Every one of us knows how to behave. Every one of us. We all know how to behave, but we don't. We don't behave. Why don't we behave? Why don't we behave? What's the matter with me? Is it just me? Paul says it best, huh? Our brother Paul, the man, the myth, the legend, the writer of the New Testament. Come on, he says it perfect. He was the best of the best, and he had the same problem you and I do. Romans 7, 15:25. Now dig this. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate to do, And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man am I! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Wow, that's the man, the myth, the legend right there. Kids, a couple things here. Make adjustments in yourself. Live by the rules and make things right when you failed. Be consistent. Like my buddy Paul here, it's a rough enough time when you want to do things right. It's hard enough. When you want to do things right, it's hard enough. Don't be casual about your life. You are held to a higher standard. You're a Christian. You are a descendant of Abraham. You have been given the kingdom of God through the blood of Christ. Come on. Come on. You're a serious individual here. Make adjustments in yourself. Live by the rules and make things right when you fail. Be consistent. Remember, there is a God and you're not it. What you need, he will provide. If you had more, how would that provide praise and honor to the Lord? If you had more, how would that bring praise and honor to the Lord, especially when you can't even take care of what you got already? James 3:17, the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. All right. Then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Get it from heaven. Why? Because the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You want that stuff. That's the good stuff, man. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Yeah, Yeah. He will establish what to do to complete your original blueprint to be you. Come on. Chapter 3, free fall. Chapter 3, free fall. 2022, challenge makes you better. And wisdom comes from applied knowledge and experience, scripture-based, prayer-based, obedience-based. If you quit integrating a better you into a better you, a lousy you will prevail. As a special quote made by me one day when I got mad on the phone. If you quit integrating a better you into a better you, a lousy you will prevail. Proverbs 27:12. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Oh, come on, man. Stupid is very expensive. Let me leave you with some thoughts. Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to his word, it is because there is no light in them. What does that mean? What does that mean? The law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to his word, if you don't do it right, if it's not happening, there is no light in them. Light, light. It is because there is no light in them. You can't utilize the word to manipulate something that isn't good. It's not good. There's no light in it. Let me give you a note that I don't know when or where I received the following. I discovered these words in my notes, and I want to share them with you. When a man or a woman has a spiritual awakening, the most important meaning of it is that he has now become able to do, feel, and believe that which he could not do before on his unaided strength and resources alone. He has been granted a gift which amounts to a new state of consciousness and being. He has been set on a path which tells him he is really going somewhere, that life is not a dead end, that's something to be endured or mastered. In a very real sense, he has been transformed because he has laid hold of a source of strength which in one way or another he had hitherto denied himself. He finds himself in possession of a degree of honesty, tolerance, unselfishness, peace of mind, and love of which he had thought himself quite incapable. What he has received is a free gift, and yet usually, at least in some small part, he has made himself ready to receive it. God is in him. You see, God is interested in the process. You see that last little verse there? In some small part, he has made himself ready to receive it. You see, God is interested in the process as well as in the outcome. Without correctness in all of it, without counsel in the Lord on all matters, we skirt the frightening reality of chapter 3, free fall, and that's with a good idea or a bad idea, but it comes out the same. You see, chapter 3, free fall, after that last step into the abyss, may God help us all. Chapter 3, free fall 2022, be advised. Be advised. Fiduciary duty is not for sissies. Rise up to what he has given you. Stand up. Wear the shoes of the master and follow him. Dig it, kids. Carry your cross gratefully that you have the shoulders to be able to hold it, man. You have the shoulders to be able to stand up and the legs and the knees to be able to stand up and drag that baby. To the top for all that is good, follow the master. Walk in his shoes. Come on. Nobody's a sissy here. Use the strength he has given you to be everything he has planned for you. Bring hope to the world around you. In Jesus' name, I offer all this up today. In this prayer today that I say to you, all this, I offer this up today to say to you, Lord, today we hope to bring you glory and honor for all the things that we do today. Amen, amen. Chapter 3, free fall. John, let's get back to work.